peace of God upon you. We begin in the name of Allah, in the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All praise, all thanks is for Him and for Him alone, who is the Master of Justice and the One who supplies the revenge for those who oppress. Brothers and sisters, take a look at this poster beneath us. And for those who are not aware of what's going on, take a look at those pamphlets that were handed out to you. Every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala. Those who are experienced in Azad, those who have been a part of Azadari, Azad-e Hussein, those who have been mourning Abu Abdullah Hussein for all their lives, those who have been living according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, those who have heard the cry, Hal min Nasirin Yansuruna, all of you have heard these statements here. You've heard these powerful lines. Every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala. We've seen it in this banner, on flags, on posters, in books, in letters, in articles. Everywhere we see this. We hear our speakers and our scholars reiterate these statements over and over and over again. But now I ask all of you, do we truly comprehend what these two words mean? Do we know that every day is Ashura? Do we know that every land is Karbala? What do these words mean? Brothers and sisters, what is Ashura? That's first. Is the answer to what is Ashura, is that simply the 10th day in the Islamic calendar of the holy month of Muharram? Is that enough? No. That's the answers for those who don't think. That's the answer for those who don't ponder. That's the answer for those who do not reflect, for those who don't understand what Karbala was. Those who don't understand Aba Abdullah don't understand what Ashura is. Ashura is the day when tyranny, corruption, facade, demagoguery, vice, evil, injustice, destruction, and chaos and anarchy were destroyed. They faced off against righteousness, purity, order, truth, virtue, and justice. Ashura is that day when those representatives of evil, of greed, of power, and corruption thought that they had defeated the agents of God. They thought they had defeated the agents of justice. They thought they had extinguished the light of Allah, the light of truth in this world. But they were dead wrong. Every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala. Ashura is this day, every day, when injustice and immorality are dealt a fatal blow by justice and morality. Ashura is the day when those who stand up for justice are defeat those who stand up for injustice. Those who are the guardians of light, those who are the guardians of the light of God, the truth of God, justice in this world, those who defeat those who are the agents of darkness. And God tells us in His Holy Scripture, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلَبُونَ. All those who oppress, those who are agents of tyranny, those who are dictators, those who are tyrants, they shall soon know what their actions will yield. Their actions will be turned back on them. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A louder salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Brothers, we're going to move down. As we're moving down, send a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala. Ashura is that day when Habil defeated Qabil, when Abel defeated Cain with his patience. Ashura is that day when the prophets of God, Abraham, Moses, Joseph, Zachariah, John the Baptist, Jesus, may God's blessing and peace be upon all of them, defeated the arrogance, the tyrants of their time, with their faith and their humility. Ashura is the day when the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ashura is that day when the Prophet Muhammad had defeated ignorance and darkness with his knowledge and his light. Ashura is the day when Aba Abdullah Hussein eviscerated all that is evil with all that is good. This is every day is Ashura. This is every land is Karbala. But now, what is every land is Karbala? Where is Karbala? Is the answer again some region in Iraq? No, this is not the answer, brothers. That's the answer for those who don't think, those who don't ponder, those who do not reflect, those who have not understood where Karbala is and what happened at Karbala. Karbala is the place where one plants the seed of struggle. One plants the seed of sincerity. One plants the seed of hardship, and what do they yield? They yield the crop of victory. They yield the crop of truth. They yield the crop of justice, of equality, of respect and self-determination. This is what happens at Karbala. Karbala was in India in 1947 when Gandhi had said, and he had removed the British oppressors from their lands, and he had said, I learned from Hussein how to achieve victory while being oppressed. That was Karbala. Karbala was in Iran in 1979 when Khomeini threw out the tyrants in his country. They tossed them out like trash, and Khomeini had said, no power except the blood of Hussein could have allowed us to attain victory. That was Karbala. Karbala was in Lebanon in 1982 and in 2006 when they threw away the Zionist oppressors. That was Karbala.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala. Where is Karbala today? Karbala is Bahrain. Karbala is in Yemen. Karbala is in Saudi Arabia. Karbala is in Libya. Karbala is in Egypt. Karbala is in Tunisia. Karbala is in Pakistan. Karbala is in Iraq. Karbala is in Afghanistan. And Karbala is even on these streets in the United States of America. Though we don't perceive it right now. But brothers, we need to open our eyes and we need to be aware. Ashura is today. Karbala is where you're standing right now. There's brothers and sisters who are standing with us because they stand against the injustice in this very country.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Brothers and sisters, just like Hussein and his companions were dying of thirst, we are dying of thirst. All of America is dying of thirst. The whole world is dying of thirst. Our thirst is from injustice. This is our thirst. And our tongues will only feel satiated. We will only be quenched when we taste the sweet success of justice. This is the only time we'll be pleased. The streets of America are Karbala. Today is Ashura. People around this country are out every day in the freezing cold, just like today. They're standing against the tyranny of the corporate rulers of this country. They're standing out against those who are hoarding the wealth for themselves, abusing the wealth of this country to make sure that there's a tyranny of the minority of the 1%. They're taking this 1% wealth, abusing the 99% who have been standing out every day. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, those corporations, these fascists who are running this nation are no different than the Yazid of those times. But we haven't perceived this yet. We have no problem asking Allah to send his La'an on Yazid, the one who's already passed away. But what about the one today who is sitting in the places of power? Are we sending our La'an on them? Is our heart against them? Are our voices against them? If they're not, we need to raise our voices for that, brothers and sisters. Those who are profiting every single day from the misfortunes of the whole world. That's what our duty is as Shia of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. Hussein occupied Karbala. And they now attempt today to occupy Wall Street. Where would Hussein be today? Of course he'd be in our majalis. Of course he'd be crying and lamenting. And he'd be giving us rewards and his shafa'ah for the mourning that we're doing. But Karbala, mourning, aza is not just for us to feel better, not just for us to cry and to shed tears and to dress in black. Karbala is a political movement. And with this political movement, we need to open our eyes and look out. Who is the Yazid of our time? Who is the Muawiyah of our time? Who is the Umar ibn Sa'd working for the Yazid of the time? Remember, Umar ibn Sa'd was a sheikh, wasn't he? Don't they say he was Hafiz of Quran? And don't we have individuals infiltrating us every single day? We have politicians who claim they're working for us, but they're demagogues. We have to watch out for this. We have people within our own community who are working against us. Brothers and sisters, make dua to Allah. Ask for shifa from the Ahlul Bayt. Ask shifa from the ones who we're mourning for today and for this whole month and for the next 2 months. Ask for them to give you...
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
محمد وآل محمد.
Brothers and sisters, I think the mic is out, so you'll just have to hear me. I'll try to raise my voice, inshallah.
Allahu
Akbar. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. So, now understand what it means. Every day is Ashura. Every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala. When that call was made on that battlefield, in the plains, in the sands of the desert of Karbala, in the heat, Hal min yasirin yansurna? Is there anyone to help? Are we really answering that?
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
Our answer, of course, Ahsan, is Labayka, Ya Hussein. We answer you, Ya Hussein. What does that answer mean? Brothers and sisters, do not let Labayk, Ya Hussein, be a superficial movement of your tongue. Don't stop there. We all hate tyranny. We all hate injustice in our hearts. But this has to manifest outwardly. It must. We have to get moving, inshallah. I'm ending the speech right now, brothers and sisters. Just be a little patient. So, if the family of Hussein and his companions, even those who weren't Muslims and Shia, if Christians were willing to sacrifice their lives, their family, their wealth, their health, their property, everything for justice, then what are we supposed to do today? When we say Labayk Ya Hussein, this must mean Labayk Ya Haq. We have to say Hussein is truth. When we say Labayk Ya Hussein, this is Labayk Ya Adala. This is Labayk of justice. When we say Labayk Ya Hussein, this is Labayk Ya Noor. This is the light of the heavens, of the earth. This is justice on earth. You all have love for law, for truth and justice. This is why you're out here today. You all love those who stand for truth and justice. This is why you're out here today. Now, turn that love, turn that fire, turn it into action for truth and justice. Be the voice for truth and justice. Become the heart of truth and justice. Become the guardians, the protectors, the fighters, the soldiers, the warriors of truth and justice. When we say every day is Ashura, every land is Karbala, every call is Hal min nasirin yansurana, every emotion is sorrow and pain, every injustice will be done in vain, every response is Labayka Ya Hussein.
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 Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar.
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.